Well, that intro means it's time for another edition of A Day at the Beach. This time it's number 70. My name's Clint, and thanks for listening, everybody. This is going to be just your typical surf instrumental music kind of a podcast. The next two will be Christmas music, basically, instrumental Christmas music, then kind of surf instrumental style. But I do have a couple promos, just one this time and one next time of Christmas music, surf style. And it's by a guy named Gary Ferguson. He's put out a CD called Surf Christmas, a collection of ocean-influenced seasonal favorites. I've been playing songs off this CD for the past at least 5 years. It is one of my favorite surf Christmas CDs. It's available at CD Babies if you want it, or probably just to go and listen to copies of clips of the songs, and you'll see what I mean. But anyway, it's a cool little collection, 10 songs. Each song done just a little different style, some Hawaiian, some surf, some reggae, ska kind of thing. I really like it, and it's yours for the keeping. Here, I have it in my hand. I'll give it to the first email I get. All right, so do that, and if you don't win this time, I'll be giving one away on the next podcast as well. All right, going to start things off with Bevel and Boss. The CD is Celluloid. The song is Rumba Nova, and I really like this CD. My name is Clint Beachwood. This is A Day at the Beach. Well, I know it's not wintertime yet, but that was bobsledding from Low Straitjackets, a brand new CD called Jet Set. Let's see here. Before that, about a minute and 25 seconds of incredible guitar playing by Bernard Yen of the Migs, doing Jet Wash from their Play Loud CD of several years ago. Speaking of several years ago, I think from 1998, Splashback did Surf Buster from Changing Tides. The Sand Devils with the second song of the podcast, Deep Blue, from their self-titled CD. That's another fantastic CD. And Bevel and Boss with Rumba Nova. My name is Clint. It's a Day at the Beach podcast number 70. Hope you enjoy a lot of good music out there. And fortunate enough here to just get my taste of it, you know? I really enjoy it. All right. Up next, Surf Zombies. They have sent me their first three CDs, so I'm playing a lot of Surf Zombies here right off the bat, at least, you know, since I've gotten the CDs on my library. This is for that girl with those gorgeous alien eyes. We'll be right back. quick ending for you, isn't it? That's a band called Jindal Sunrise. Come out of, it's a Dutch rockabilly surf band with a song called Andy's Rock. It's an internet download they sent me. Jindal Sunrise, T-J-E-N-D-O-L, Sunrise. Before that, the Glasgow Tiki Shakers with a new CD called Decatora Run from their Little Orbit CD. Again, another cut from the Bambi Molesters' Night in Zagreb. We heard Invasion of the Reverb Snatchers. And the Surf Zombies with Alien Eyes from their CD, Something Weird. But nothing weird about this next band. This is another band that just sent me their first, well, all three of their CDs. They call themselves The Good, The Bad. They come out of, I think, Copenhagen, Denmark. And they give, the only title they give their songs are numbers in sequential order, believe it or not. So the first CD is simply entitled From 001 to 017. I think the second one is from 018 to 034. And then their third CD is like 035 to 050. So interesting concept of naming songs and albums as far as that goes. But they have a very cool, very powerful sound. They're a trio out of Denmark, like I said. And most of their songs are 2 minutes or under, pretty much. And I'm going to play three songs right now, 0, 14, 15, and 16. They are a minute 16, 21 seconds, and 2 minutes and 3 seconds. So it'll, and I think it kind of gives you a good idea of the sound of the band and the little variety that they give to their songs. So I'll be playing quite a bit of The Good, The Bad over the next several podcasts. I won't be playing them for the Christmas podcast. They are certainly not a Christmas band, as you will see. This is The Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
That's a band called The Distillery, and the song is Past the Breakers from a CD called Hybrid. They're one of these bands that I think just puts out an instrumental song every now and then, and that comes from way back, and I think that comes from Daryl, an avid listener of the podcast and radio show. Radio show, you ask? Yes, KCRLive.com, San Diego State's college radio station. Since 1969, I do a show every Thursday from 3 to 5 Pacific Coast time. Check it out. It's the same thing, except I play a lot more covers on that. I don't play any covers on this. This is all originals. Los Fantasticos, before that, Kind Hearts and Castanets from The Devil Went Down to George Street CD. When I say brand new, I basically mean within the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 months or so, you know, something like that. To me, that's brand new. Okay? The Aquitudes, another brand new CD. Unsafe at Any Speed, we heard Corvair 500. And The Good, The Bad did 014, 15, and 16 from their album from 001 to 017. The Good, The Bad. Alrighty. I've got the Continental Magazine issue number 20 comp in my hand here. I'm going to play song number 2. By the Ramblin' Ambassadors from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Again, they pretty much are a rockabilly band from what I can tell, but I think they're all instrumental also from what I've read on them. I really like the song. It's either on the Continental Magazine liner notes. It's simply called Calf Robe Bridge. On their website and a few other places, it's listed as Standoff at Calf Robe Bridge. But regardless, it's a pretty cool song. I like it anyway, so let's give it a listen. Alrighty. It's A Day at the Beach, number 70. We'll be right back. I just knocked the microphone over here. Anyway, the Supertones just did Bongo-Rama. Sorry. Let me talk into the mic here. The Supertones just did Bongo-Rama from their Misto Incognito CD. Brand new. I got a lot of brand new things here. Okay. The Bitch Boys before that from a live demo, a live three-song demo I've had for a couple years now. Robbie, forgive me for the pronunciation, but the song was Sihirazada Resurrected. Okay. If you want the spelling, check it out on the playlist, okay? The playlist was posted on Facebook and Surf Guitar 101 and a few other surf-related sites around the internet. The Ramblin' Ambassadors before that was Standoff at Calf Robe Bridge. I think that'll do it. Got a couple more songs here to play, and then I'm out of here, so I'll just introduce those now and let you enjoy. The Galaxians are going to do The Arrival of Queen Baba from their The Strange Planet CD. And then going back a few years, Surf City Neptunes are going to do a song called Secret Spot. Secret Spot comes off of their Snapped CD. This has been A Day at the Beach number 80. My name is Clint Beachwood. Be back with a couple Christmas podcasts in the next couple weeks, so enjoy. Hope you win the CD. It's a pretty cool CD. If not, again, I'm going to give one away next podcast, okay? Take care of yourself. Have a good holiday. I'll be back before then, though. The Galaxians. know, I was just looking at the time, and my time just flies by, doesn't it? I'm going to save the Surf City Neptunes for after the first of the year, okay? We'll end on the Galaxians. Thanks again for listening. Sorry to you know, bring the podcast to such an abrupt ending, but we're going to cut it off right there, okay? Hope you enjoyed it. I certainly had a great time. We'll see you. Bye.